This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to a panel of talk radio experts. Jennifer Verhoorn is here, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Long live McFadden, who is associated with some of the best talk radio programs in the country, if not in the world. And Joe Crummy as well joining us as we go through the charts for the week of June 11th to the 15th. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, these are the big stories of the week. And we're going to start. Richie sometimes likes me to start at the top because he doesn't think, he has no faith in me, believes that I will not give enough time.
Prove me wrong.
Well, we could start at number 10 and prove me wrong. No, you know what we could do? We could start with Barry Manilow, not as a countdown extra even. We could add one to the countdown.
This is where you get off track and we don't have any number one.
Sorry, happening, Rich.
Okay.
Inspector General, it's all about Barry Manilow.
That's right, exactly. He's inspecting his general. Okay, so the Trump summit with Kim Jong-un is number one, according to Talkers. No surprise there, as the week has seen review on top of review of this. What do we think and what have we heard? Richie, you're associated with Dana Loesch, and so I wondered what her take on this was, as opposed to, and I don't even know, I shouldn't say as opposed to, because there seems to be a unified chorus coming from a lot of the right-wing programs. You were with me at the Talkers Convention last week, where the fellow that runs the Salem talk radio stations said, if you're not with Trump, you're in trouble.
Well, no, what he said is that Trump is the gift that keeps on giving to talk radio, and if you're not talking about Trump, you're in trouble. Not so much if you're not with him, you're in trouble.
Well, I mean, with him conversationally.
Conversationally, right.
I've clarified that, yes.
I think that everybody...
Yeah, I'm waiting to see that on Salem where people are talking against Trump. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
I
understand that. That's the one. Right, I get it.
Yeah. Jennifer works for Salem Station in Los Angeles. Okay,
no,
anyway,
I totally get it. No.
I think that everybody's hopeful. Everybody says, you know what? We are optimistic, but we are still going to sit and watch. There's a lot of complaints that human rights weren't addressed. But you know what? I think you get your one foot in the door, you start the conversation, and then you move your way into all the things that need to be addressed. And we've got these people in handcuffs. I mean, ever since China kind of locked down the North Korean economy, they've got nothing. They've got nothing. China was the only thing they had, and now they've got nothing. So they need to do this. And I think Kim Jong-un sees himself as more, he wants to be a superstar on the world stage. And he knows that if he's locked himself into his own country, that's never going to happen.
See, I don't think that's true at all. I think he wants to be in a palace by himself, count his money, and he wouldn't care whether he was in North Korea or whether he was on a beach in Hawaii. I think Rich likes the publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes Western culture. He's drawn to the Hazagaz. I mean, for God's sake, Dennis Rodman's his favorite basketball player. He likes the flash. He likes that, the fur and the piercings.
That's why I suggested he wouldn't really care whether he was in charge or not. All right, let's go around the room and have one word attributed to the summit. Richie, you've had your time, so we'll come back to you around the table. All right, well, Richie says hopeful. Victoria, what do you say? One word.
Go to someone else. I'm thinking.
Good. Then
Jennifer.
I want a double.
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Symbolic. Yes. Oh, my word would be symbolic.
Okay.
I'm not smart enough to talk about that. I'm just going to tell you his real problem is controlling, keeping, maintaining control once his people get a taste of Western affluence, and that is his real nightmare. Okay, that's what's going on.
Well, that's what happens everywhere when you get a taste. That's what happens.
Right.
That's why communism really will ultimately fail in China. People are they're trying to keep everybody happy by sort of being.
But he's got to have it, right? But he's got right. He has to have it. He has to take it. It's kind of weird. It's a weird medicine he's got to take, and that's what he's thinking about. Once they allow U.S. business interests in, and McDonald's and Chick-fil-A, whatever it's called, he starts to worry about it.
Well,
okay, how does he keep control?
And then we get to Victoria with her word, but apparently. North Korea is kind of stuck in this economic kind of quasi-middle ground where everything used to be run by the government, and you got vouchers from the government for everything, for your home.
Yeah, that's communism.
Your home was given for education, to go to school, you got a voucher. To get a loaf of bread that day, you got a voucher. To get a little bit of rice and water, you got a voucher. And then there started to be kind of this this money circulating, and people started negotiating with each other for goods and services and cutting the government out. And so North Korea is kind of in this middle ground where they don't really control the economy 100%. And Kim Jong-un saw this coming and said, I don't have total control because I don't control 100% of the money that people are using to negotiate for goods and services now, something needs to change. And that's part of what's going on here.
All right,
Victoria,
your word.
You've got a black market that you can't control.
Well, I think in the interest of being optimistic, I think I will say it was optimistic. That would be my word. I'm optimistic and like hopeful, like Rich said, that, I wish that we didn't have to foot the bill for his limo and his hotel, but, it's $100,000+, right?
Yeah.
Up next on the Talk Radio Review, Mrs. Clinton mocks Mr. Comey. Number two will be our focus as we start from the top and go to the bottom as time allows on our Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, host of Evil Thoughts, a podcast that you may want to check out. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice on how to cleanse your body of those harmful, horrible parasites that are in your body, toxic agents that are all part of what causes disease. The most basic cause of the problems you have in your body are a compromised immune system, the inflammation that comes from not being able to clean your body, cleansing things like fluoride out of your body, for example, but other things that cause gas. Your kidneys and colon are compromised, all kinds of things from outside intruders that come into your digestive system, affect your entire body. You want to clean your bod, and you can do that courtesy of a fine product called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea works. It's a proprietary herbal formula. It gently cleanses your body. Have a cup of this every day, and you'll rid your body of toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. I'm here to tell you it works. Victoria and I drink it every day while we're on the air. The food's so different today than it was 50, 60, 70 years ago. That's why you need this. We used to thrive on the great things we grow in our garden, but now not many people have gardens, and when you buy the food in the store, it's got herbicides and pesticides, and kind of, thanks to GMOs and Monsanto, you're getting a pretty rough diet. So if you want to clean your body up, go to GetTheTea.com. The only way you can get Life Change Tea is to go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and that'll mean free shipping for you. Can't get it in a store. Got to buy it online at GetTheTea.com. You're asking specifically for Life Change Tea, which will change your life, cleanse your body. Go to GetTheTea.com, use the code DJV to get it shipped free.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied. studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, sir. It's the Talk Radio Review with Doug and Joe and Jennifer and Victoria and Richie. The Clinton email investigation, I believe this is Clinton. Well, is she taking this seriously, or she takes a shot at Comey? Comey seems deserves to have a shot from what I can see. Here's a guy. He's a really strange. This guy's a strange dude. Man, he's got
that guy's in the middle of a firing range, and Democrats and Republicans are shooting at each other, and he's standing in the middle.
Yeah.
And well, the reason she took a shot at him is that he's investigating her for using private email as he's using private email. Like, he's not even using private server, though. He's
using
Gmail.
Gmail, which, if you want to talk about what's secure and, you know, the priority level here, hello, like, that's why she said, but my emails, she tweeted back at him, which was kind of funny.
This Inspector General report just confirmed what we already know. The government lies to us. They treat each other favorably. Yeah. And I don't know if there's a lot of breaking news. There was, when in talking about her email, remember Obama said, oh, I didn't know until I read it in the media that she was using a private email address? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently that was one of the high-level executives that she was writing back and forth with. So they're lying to us on all sides, all parties, and there's a swamp, that's for sure.
Oh, it's a total swamp. But what's fascinating about it is that's how they split the baby in Washington, D.C., because what they've done is they've thrown a very big bone to Trump. They've said Comey is, what do you say, I don't know what the word is, but compromise, whatever, he kind of screwed up. And that gives credence then to Trump's first statement on firing him, that it's not about obstruction of justice, it's that Comey deserved to be canned.
He's an incompetent boob.
Well, yeah, but they're throwing Trump a bone. Right. I'm not going to argue with you about that, but they're throwing Trump a bone. They're saying to him, and I don't know if this is going to be enough, because I'm not so sure it is, but I'm saying that they're telling Trump, look, we'll give you this, we'll stick the shit in the back of Mueller for you, although we're going to ignore all the bias in the FBI. You understand how that works? That's what they're doing. That's what I think.
Much ado about nothing. All right, you want to pick a word for this? The email investigation? Pick one word, Joe.
Not over.
Okay. Jennifer.
It's two words.
That was two words.
No, I said it as what? Not over. Okay. I thought about it. Not over.
Hi. Jennifer.
Well, I already said it. Swampy.
Ugh. Swampy.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, Victoria, what about you? I'm not going to somebody else either. Come on. Come up with a word.
It's
exhausting.
Don't sigh. Exhausting.
That's great.
Very good word.
Exhausted by this whole
thing. Very good. It's exhausting. Yes, that's a great word. Good, Richie, good. Word for you?
Enlightening.
What? Yeah. Enlightening. There's no enlightenment here. It's garbage.
Yeah, it is. The government is. It's all fixed. Well, they're all in it for each other.
That's
and they're
enlightenment?
Not in it for us.
You're just learning that now? What's the matter with
it
you?
It just enlightens what we already knew.
21 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Talk Radio Review. Say hi to John and Lisa and some other folks listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hit, the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio industry. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of it, along with a list every week that we are talking about at Talkers.com. So, we've been through number one, the summit, number two, the email, number three, the G7 meeting last weekend, another yawner as far as I can see. A lot of people trying to make a big deal out of the Trudeau-Trump, is it a spat? How do we describe?
I think the eyebrow gate was the biggest thing to come out of it.
Eyebrow gate, yes. There we go. Yeah.
Where everybody thought he lost his eyebrow and he had fake eyebrows, but actually it was just a shadow and a lighting trick.
That's the most important thing that came out of it.
I think that was the funnest
thing. I didn't even hear anything about that.
Oh, my God. No, it was good.
What I thought was interesting was the suggestion that Russia be brought back in and make it the G8 again after they were booted a few years ago for conduct
on
becoming a country.
I don't understand the motivation for that.
Why they were kicked out or why he wants to bring them back?
I know why they were kicked out. Why does Trump want to? Why is he the only one who wants to bring him back? I don't get it.
Because they're pals. They're friends. Well, he helped him get elected. Why shouldn't he have him, you know, come
back?
They
were kicked out because of the Crimea invasion.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get all that. Yeah. But why does Trump want them back? That's what I don't understand. Look, I'm not a Trump fan. We know that. But I'm resisting making all the low-hanging fruit jokes here. But I want a real answer. But I want a real answer.
Really,
why does he think that Russia should be back in it?
Okay. I think Trump looks at it as a way to control. If he has Vlad at the table, there's a couple things. One, he wants better relations with Vlad because he can see as he pulls out of North Korea, which ultimately he's going to have to pull his troops out, he can see that China's going to be flexing their military muscles, so he wants to be able to be tight with Vlad as a counterweight against China in the region. That's one thing. Secondly, he wants Vlad at the table as much as possible because, say, like you give up Crimea, we got nothing. So he's going to look at Crimea and he's going to go, okay, Vlad, you're going to take Crimea, you've been lusting after it for 500 years. I'm not getting in the way of that, but what do I get elsewhere? What do I get in Syria? What do I get? I don't know. It's above my pay grade, but what do I get over here? He wants him at the table because he sees everything. Excuse me. Got the same head cold everybody else has. He sees everything as leverage, so he'd rather have him at the table because once he gets him to the table, then he can negotiate with him. That's why he wants him at the table.
Down with that.
And I can see no one cares, but I mean, that's, I think that's what it is.
No.
Right? It's not absorbing your thoughts. That's what he wants.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Well, can I tell you what the real fear here is? China.
Yeah.
China is really kind of playing this whole thing perfectly. And they are slowly but surely, like in 1979 or whatever, when they started going to a real economy, they are investing in the future, and we are still investing in the past when it comes to textiles and steel and just all those kind of things. And China is investing in technology, stealing all of our technological secrets, and just that's the thing that scares me. Russia is broke. They don't stand a chance.
Yeah, I agree. I think Russia has always had very good PR with how much of a threat they are, but they're really, I don't really think they are that much of a threat.
Well,
but China, I agree
economy.
With you. But I agree with you, Rich. China, I've been calling China the frenemy for a long time. Exactly. They act like our friend. They're really our enemy.
And, you know, Trump sees that, and that's why he's trying to slam these tariffs on them this weekend.
Well, that's why
because
the
G7 they keep stealing. Is. Right, exactly.
That's why it's important that he's...
What do they have to gain is the question that I always ask, because without us, they don't have a real part. They don't have a buying... partner. They
little
don't
by
have,
little, they keep growing their economic power, and then someday they will be number one.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There's the bright look for the future, folks, from the folks on our panel. Up next, primaries from last week on the Talk Radio Review.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. 93% of people listen to music in their cars, so why not make sure that your vehicle has the best sound system available? That's exactly what Acura did in the new RDX. 28-time Grammy nominee and 8-time Grammy winner, producer Elliot Shiner tuned the system. Who better to put together the system than the man that recorded artists like the Foo Fighters and Queen? This new ELS audio system has 16 speakers and 710 watts of audio. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4300.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department Inspector General's report accuses the Bureau of mishandling the Hillary Clinton email probe, singling out former FBI Chief James Comey for heavy criticism. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray says that new government report finds no evidence, though, of bias at the Bureau.
This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review.
This morning, President Trump, though, is letting the nation know what he thinks of the report, tweeting that it's a total disaster for former FBI Director Comey, as well as for, quote, his minions and, sadly, for the FBI. The president adding, quote, Comey will now officially go down as the worst leader by far in the history of the Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-12. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's time now for a continuation of a focus on this week's happenings in the News Talk Radio world, a conventional idea that's been around for decades, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so we have a different list every week, and now we're starting at the top because it appears I have been distracted sometimes as I host this program, start at the bottom, and we never get to the top. So now we start at the top, and we work our way to the bottom.
I'm Casey Kasem. This is the number one song, and we'll see you next week.
That's right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Chris McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. His evil thoughts is available or are available. Well, every day he's got a different evil thought.
Yes, sir.
Where he gets your podcast, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the primaries and the fact that a sort of traditional Republican, Sanford, lost. He took a shot at the president. So what? He was a loser anyway. Wasn't he the one that got into trouble with
his...
Yes.
He had the affair.
Yeah.
And
I'd forgotten about that. You know, he looked familiar. I go, who is this guy? He was the guy that said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, but he flew to South America because he had a girlfriend.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Yes,
that
I forgot. He was the governor. He was missing. He was missing in action. They go, where's the governor? And he was out having a little situation.
Found his true love.
Yeah, right, whatever happened.
On the top of
I forgot about that part, too. Anyway, so that's the guy. And he
that's the guy.
Apparently, That's
blame Trump because Trump supported his opponent. Okay, so you don't never look in the mirror, sir.
Well, it's funny because people kind of worked his affair and his missing days into the attack on him in that, like, his opponent that ran against him in their TV ads would say it's time for him to take a hike, and it just little
this time for real.
This
time for real. And then Trump tweeted, he was funny, he said he's better off in Argentina anyways. It was pretty funny.
Right.
Help yourself. Okay, so other primary wins, California, what, there are 8 states, I think, that had primaries for gubernatorial contests. I don't think there's anything striking that came out of it, other than the Sanford thing. So let's keep moving. Number 5, what? You got something else to say?
Are you going to bring up that Cal exit thing where they're going to split the state of California into 3 different states?
Well, that's number 9 on the
countdown. Oh, okay,
Cal 3.
I'll stand down.
We can do that now for a minute. It's kind of actually amusing to have the state of California divided into 3 separate states, Northern California, Southern California, and California.
And right.
So it is kind of already like that.
It is.
I would bet politically. That I think that the chances of peace with North Korea are much better than the chances of actually splitting California into 3. So,
right.
I
think people in California.
There's no way it's going to happen.
Right. And I think people in California just need to just kind of take a beat and go, okay, we live in California. This is it. And if you don't like it, the people who want it to be a sanctuary state, they want to break away from, they want it to be its own country.
Go somewhere
now,
else.
3 different states.
No.
Then just move. You either accept the fact that you live in California
theory.
Or move.
Yeah, the state is run
theory.
By lunatics. And
yes.
There are lots of people who live in the state who are lunatics. Fortunately for me, I don't live there full time, so I can't be considered a lunatic. Crummy, you do live there full time, and I think most people do think you are a lunatic. So,
and I am a lunatic, but I'll say this. It doesn't matter to me which group of leftists is running me. They're all the same as far as I'm concerned. So I don't even care. And
no,
it's never going to happen. Although there is
bad lefties, I thought.
No, they're just lefties. Right now, they're just all lefties to me. I mean, like, it's going to be, but the conspiracy theory is don't go for
it. I want to throw something into the mix. As long as we're talking about lefties and righties and stuff.
Yeah, here we go.
Here's something. This is why these stories that we go through that become the cream of the crop, they rise to the top of the discussions on a lot of talk radio programs that are surveyed, talk radio programs, hosts, the stations. That's where these discussion topics come up with. That's how we get to the top 10. So as an example of the complete, the stuff that we were talking about before, what do you expect from the government kind of, when it gets to the Clinton emails or things about the running of the government, people confuse bureaucracy with the elected side and the bureaucratic side of running things. But there's a perfect example of something that's floating around, a program that started a couple of years into the Obama administration that was supposed to find people jobs. And it was millions of dollars spent, and out of the millions of dollars, it was started, he heralded, it's like this, and I've heard every other president say the same thing, I've heard governors say the same thing, but this is what drives people nuts, and it is legitimately a way to drive people nuts. Here's this program, has millions of dollars that was set aside to help people get jobs, and 17 people, there was an investigation done of this thing, and 17 people got jobs out of it. Out of this, the 17 people in someplace in Kentucky, but millions of dollars were spent on this program trying to get things to turn things around for people in the coal mining towns. And this is the stuff that we ought to, I think, to a point be thinking about, don't you? Look at this stuff. But there's so much of it because there's so much money there. They have so much at their disposal. We keep borrowing more money to do stuff like this, and it doesn't go anywhere. So
I think, and I haven't read this report that you're
reading.
I haven't either. But I think... I that job program, if this is the same thing that I'm remembering with the coal mine thing, that's that was basically training coal miners, who existing coal miners and younger people who would probably, their fate and destiny would probably be in a coal mine if they were still open. But that was training people in tech jobs and transferring their skill set and learning, you know, having them learn
other things. So how come only 17 people got jobs out of it?
I haven't read what you're reading, so I don't know what the other details are of it. I don't know. But I think that's the same program, though, that you're talking about.
Yeah, it is the same program. Anyway, it's a digression from, I just, I'm throwing that out there because I think there's so much of that, and it becomes a distraction because there's so much where you can't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the Trump-Russia investigation. We may have taken care of this already by our discussion of Putin and his friend, Mr. Trump, and the allegations back and forth. Should the Russians be a part of the G7? I think all of this stuff belongs jumbled together, frankly. And by the way, we've had this thing on the story list for since last year.
The entire time I've been on the show.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? What the hell? It's nothing more than the same, there's the Comey side of it and Mueller and...
I think it's a coping mechanism. I think it's a coping mechanism for those who lost the election. It's like therapy for them. It's impeachment porn. It keeps them. It's oxygen.
Impeachment porn.
That's what it is. It's impeachment porn.
I've never heard that phrase
it.
Before. Rich, you ever hear that?
Well,
impeachment.
It's out there now.
No, it's out there now because I talk about it on the Evil Thoughts podcast. Yeah. What it is. Yeah. You know, it keeps people like,
And do we say the same thing about immigration enforcement, the latest fiasco? So what? Nothing's happening. It's just yak. What is important, and this is really how this affects you, number seven is the interest rate and how the Fed has increased it twice this year. And they're going to do it again a couple of times. I was with a banker last night at dinner, and he sees this as a slowdown. He's in the mortgage business, and he sees this as a way to slow down the heat. The housing prices,
housing is hot right now.
Fast, and they want to slow it down.
Yeah. Or else we'll end up where we were 10 years ago.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. Those of you who are studying your sleep on the weekend, sleep during the week, are you getting 7 hours? There isn't a week that goes by that there isn't some kind of research that comes out about how it affects if you're getting enough sleep, it's good for your nervous system, good for your digestion, it's good for this, it's good for that. So I can look at those studies and talk about them, and then I can apply what I learned to my advice to you from the folks at MyPillow. Get good pillows. Have good mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, all of that stuff. And it's interesting, this week MyPillow is celebrating a very interesting milestone in that they won the Guinness Book of World Records pillow fight. So if for no other reason, you ought to go get the report at MyPillow.com of that. But while you're there, save 50% using the DJV code. You want pillowcases, you want mattresses, you want these small pillows, you want the big pillows, whatever you want, enjoy 50% off for the premium pillows, the go-anywhere pillows, all the things that are there. The pillows made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee on anything on the site. So try it. You don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. No other pillow manufacturer or mattress manufacturer, for that matter, is going to give you that kind of detailed and lifetime warranty. And really, it's really better, 10 years on a pillow. Hello. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, get you all the bargains, save you money, get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Review, number 7 on the countdown list from Talkers Magazine this week as we review things going on in the world of news talk. The Fed is interested, has raised the interest rate, and one wonders if you're interested in the outcome of that, what it may lead to. The housing market is so hot in most areas of the country right now, prices unheard of, and interest rates having been low. It made the housing market even hotter. But if we don't have enough houses, where do people live? I guess that's a question. If we can't keep building houses because the population keeps increasing, although that brings you around to another discussion. The people who are born here or who are American citizens, that population is not increasing. Population of people coming to this country legally and illegally is where the population increase is coming. But everybody still needs to have a place to live. So anyway, the interest rate going up a quarter of a point, does that slow the housing market down, the interest in buying houses, who's eligible to buy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? The president of my little bank here in Framingham, Massachusetts, says, yep, that's exactly what it'll do, and that's kind of what they want, because the banking industry would rather have fewer loans with high interest because it costs them less to service them than a lot of loans with low interest. So this may be, once again, the wink-wink here is that the banking business is they're the ones benefiting from this, not the public. If you have fewer homes being sold but the interest rate's higher, better for the banks.
Right. And right? There's pressure on the rental market now, too. The rents are going to go up.
Yeah, rents are higher.
You can't find
all right.
Rents are
one
higher.
Rents were out of control for a while.
But right, yep. Well, they're going higher. That's it. It is.
Yep. Yeah.
It's all going, everything's going higher. The other thing we ought to spend a moment on here, and that's all we have, is the Robert De Niro speech at the Tonys. And people cheering him for being obscene. I don't get it. I kind of like it.
Is anybody really shocked? It's Hollywood.
It was very inappropriate Broadway. For that night, though. The rest of the Tonys did not have that tone. It was not political, and then he just, maybe he's losing it.
Everybody expects it. No, he's not losing it. It's they all think it.
I don't know. I think
they all say it.
I agree with you. And I have a weird sympathy for a lot of these people because they're in the bubble, man. I mean, and it's easy to be in the hater bubble. It's everywhere. And so they it's like you're being Kathy Griffin. You know, you're conditioned like it's okay. It's cool. It's all right. Okay, I'm going to say it. Then you say it.
And then
nobody telling you no.
Yeah. Well, I just said no, Joe. No go, Joe. Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast. Richard McFadden.
Thank you.
Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's exciting. Wow. Can you believe it? Whoa. Kind of a theme goes with an action movie you wouldn't believe. Oh, wait a minute. This is the theme from The Incredibles. Sounds like it was borrowed from the old, some of the old television shows of the 60s and 70s.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, so Chuck, what's the story here? Chuck Curry, our movie man, movie moments. What do we have?
The sequel, The Incredibles 2, opens nationwide today amidst a tracking of a $150 million plus opening weekend, which will be the biggest opening ever for an animated movie. Another Pixar movie with great reviews, high interest, and the studio can do no wrong.
All right, so they belong to Disney. Disney can use the extra cash to try to buy Fox because they have a competitor in Comcast now trying to buy all the assets of Fox. Disney offered $52 or $53 billion, and Comcast has offered $64 or $65 billion to buy Fox.
Hey,
isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And what's great about voice work for actors, it gives a big payday to talented people like Craig T. Nelson and Holly Hunter, who voice the two main
characters. Who would otherwise not be able to get a role in a movie.
Maybe.
Well,
Well, Gene Nelson was just in a book club. That made 40-something million. Yeah.
Chuck, let me ask you this. What does it cost to make one of these high-end animated movies versus a high-end live-action movie? And which type of movie the studio profit more on? Is it in their interest to do more of these? Is it cheaper to make?
No, I don't think it's cheaper. I think it's absolutely on par. I would say a movie like The Incredibles 2 has to cost a minimum $150 plus to do. So it has to do big box office. So it's on par with the big live action stuff. Even if they don't pay the voice actors the massive money, maybe they would make a star in the lead role of a live action film. It's very expensive. But having said that, Pixar's reputation is so solid, the quality of the work is so good. Even though, you know me and my 12-year-old daughter, we don't really watch animated movies. We're more into the zombie and the horror genre. But anyway, these movies are very popular, so this will do very well here and overseas.
All right, more movie news, and what's coming out this weekend right after this?
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies in a Capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code DJV. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hi, Chucker. What's coming out this weekend?
Beside The Incredibles 2, you got a comedy called Tag, which stars actor John Hamm. I had a very different career vision for him after Mad Men, but he seems to be doing a lot of these.
A lot of movies.
Some silly stuff.
They're
all bad. The trailer's one looks silly, but it's tracking around $50 million. And then there's a comedic remake of the 70s exploitation genre movie Superfly, tracking that very well.
Superfly!
Some other news, John Cena, who still wrestles and is making a bigger and bigger presence in movies, going to co-star with Jackie Chan in the action thriller title Project X. He's getting a lot of...
Is he going to have a baby with his wife? That's all everybody wants to know. Is John Cena going to get his wife pregnant or not?
It's not his wife. They're back together, but they're not engaged again.
Okay. I just do movies and TV. I don't do gossip. I leave that for Victoria.
Okay, good. Keep going then.
All right. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday, but Ewan McGregor is in talks to star in the sequel to The Shining over at Warner Brothers. Based on Stephen King's Dr. Sleep, he will play the older version of Nicholson's character's son in that film, Danny Torrance. Production should get underway sometime this year for 2020. Release. I'm sure there will be a lot of interest in the sequel to The Shining. I just don't like the source material, which is that book by Stephen King. So I have mixed response on that one.
All right. Chucker will be here on Monday to give you the results of his predictions, i.e. what's doing well or did do well over the weekend at the box office. Meanwhile, he can rest on his laurels, as can the rest of us. Yeah, there's Superfly. Good
news.
Good one, Richie. 59 past the hour.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.